you're listening to a bit of the Burlington Municipal Band that is going to be performing live in Crapo Park again this season after a year hiatus. I've got Jim Prebe, longtime member of the band. He's also with the Burlington Municipal Band Foundation. And, Jim, pleasant good morning to you today.
Good morning to you, Steve.
Well, it was. We did not have the band last year on the. We did have the band on the radio, though. We had the best of the Burlington Municipal Band every Sunday night at 9, but we'll have the actual band concerts this coming summer, getting underway actually on the 6th of June and continuing through August 8th. So you'll do a full 10 concert series. Is that right?
That is our plan, and we are so excited to be back. Needless to say, we missed it.
Okay. Now, we were talking a little before we went on about you're going to be trying to distance each other or distance from on the band shell itself to whatever degree you can, and to to be using masks when you're not actually playing and that sort of thing. Is there anything for the audience? Is there any requirements for the audience that you're asking?
Well, obviously our foundation board discussed this whole topic extensively because our huge concern of is keeping everyone safe. And we concluded, we listened to the CDC recommendations and so on, and our conclusion was that we believe the audience should be very safe. There's lots of room in the grounds in front of the band shell for people to spread out widely and social distance. And obviously families would be in their own bubble, as they say. So family groups can sit together and yet isolate themselves from other family groups. So we think our audience should be perfectly safe. And as far as the band is concerned, as we were saying before we went on the air, it seems sort of clumsy and so on, but school groups have been making it work. Our thought is that band members will actually be wearing masks when they're not actually physically playing their instruments. You can't wear a mask when you're blowing a horn, obviously, but for like extended rests and so on, when the instrument isn't in use, the mask would be put back on. As I say, it seems clumsy and but you do what you have to do to make it work. Doing something like that in order to have our concerts, we're willing to do it.
It would seem, Jim, that the if not all of the band, but perhaps all of the band at some time will be all completely double vaccinated. So that should make a difference too, shouldn't it?
Well, absolutely, yes. I mean, we are encouraging all of our members. I suspect that, although I don't know this factually, but I think probably a large portion of our band members have already had their vaccinations. I certainly have, and people I'm personally acquainted with, I think probably by the time of our concert season, most of the band members hopefully will have been vaccinated. So I don't know. We'll just have to go with CDC recommendations as they evolve, but it would be a nice thought that by midsummer or certainly by the end of the season, we might be all vaccinated and free of the masks. That would be a wonderful thing.
There's a topic now, replacing the irreplaceable, and that's Dave Scott, who is in charge of basically doing all your sound and all the setup and that sort of thing. Have you kind of got a plan going for that as well?
Well, obviously that's been part of our discussion. As you replacing the irreplaceable is a good way to put it. Dave uh, did so much for the band, we're going to have to spread the work that he did over a number of people, I think, in order to get it all done. And I'm sure that as we get into the season, we'll discover things that he was doing that we didn't even know about. He will be so missed.
Anyway, it is a 10-concert season, a typical or what is considered a normal concert season, including a concert on the 4th of July. You pretty much, I know, have handled the 4th of July concerts in the past. I don't know who's going to be doing it, but I'm guessing that you might very well be the guest conductor.
Well, that is yet to be determined. So obviously I'd be excited to do that one, but I'd be excited to conduct any of the concerts, quite honestly. So having a 4th of July concert, that only happens what would it be, once every 7 years or something like that. So it's exciting to have a concert actually on the 4th, and I'm sure we'll do our best to pull off a patriotic extravaganza.
7:30 every Sunday night, beginning June 6th through August 8th, and again, those concerts will all be broadcast on KBUR by nearly immediate delay. We'll be broadcasting those concerts each Sunday night at 9. So the concert gets over around 8:30. We'll be on the air with them at 9 o'clock. So if you are a fan of those concerts, and I know the band themselves, sometimes while they're taking stuff down or driving home, get to listen to the band as well. But
exactly right. Yeah.
That'll be happening again starting June 6th. So welcome back to Jim Priebe. We'll look forward to having you on the air to talk more about the foundation and donations and anything else. We'll be doing that and, of course, promoting some of the other concerts before we get into the season. But, again, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Steve.